Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
He's a cardiologist. He's a chef. He's America's culinary interventionalist. It's time for Code Delicious with Dr. Michael Fenster.
Hello, Food Nation, Healthy Nation. Are you ready for the scrumptious and the salubrious all wrapped up in one tasty treat? I know that you are. And I know you know that means it's time once again for another Code Delicious. I am Dr. Mike. This is Code Delicious. We are brought to you by our friends at Real Salt. Hey, Food Nation, if you love to cook and you love to extract those wonderful textures and flavors as much as I do, are you keeping it real? Is your salt real? Hey, take a look at the ingredient panel on your sea salt right now. What's in there? I bet you might see fillers, anti-caking chemicals, dextrose, which is a type of sugar, for goodness sake. I want you to head on over to Real Salt. Try their Real Salt. It comes from an ancient ocean that was young when the world was young and probably a lot healthier than it is today. Head on over there, put in Dr. Mike in the coupon code and get yourself an extra 15% off. And speaking about keeping it real, I've got my good friend Ronaldo Linares with me today. He's a Cuban, Colombian, American, salsa dancing, MMA fighting, CrossFit training, former Marine, awesome, a culinary chef and restaurateur. He was born in Colombia during the 80s, came over here, and now is an incredibly successful chef and media personality. We're going to catch up with him in just a minute. You've probably seen him. He's been on Food Network's Chopped, BBC, America's Cross Country, chef competition called Chef Race, Better TV, Fox News, Telemundo, etc. So I don't want to give away the surprise anymore. We got my friend with us, Ronaldo. Welcome back to the program.
Oh man, thank you for having me back. Super pumped, and as always, love your energetic intro. And hope you're doing well. We talk, my friend.
I am. I get my energy just thinking about you. You're all over the place doing all these things. So since we spoke last, you said you've got some exciting things coming up. So fill the folks in a little bit since you've been with us last, what you're up to, you know, what you do, what you've been up to, and what's on the horizon for you.
Well, so last time we spoke, we got a little bit into the whole diabetes talk and everything, a little bit into my book. So in May, I published a book called Chef Ronaldo Sabores de Cuba, Flavors of Cuba. So I kind of dig into the classic Cuban dishes, and then I go into my Nuevo-style Cubano cooking. You know, it's still paying homage to all the spices, to the oregano, to the cumins, to the cilantro, to the garlic, all that good stuff that does make Cuban food, but kind of putting a small twist in there, taking away some of the salt, changing regular oils for avocado oils, sautéing, roasting, and braising instead of frying. So making food, I think, more vibrant, more alive, because by doing that, you get to develop more flavors in your cuisine. So the book itself is a diabetic-friendly book published by the American Diabetes Association. So it's very cool to be able to have that on my book because it lets the people know that it's safe, it is healthy, and it is delicious. And you get that Cuban sazon behind it, you know?
Absolutely. And folks, it's called Chef Ronaldo Sabores de Cuba. And you can correct my horrible Spanish anytime. But, you know, and it is approved by the American Diabetes Association. And I want to tell you, folks, it's a great book. And, you know, if you don't have diabetes and you don't know anyone who has diabetes, you still want this cookbook because it's full of great flavors. And I'm so glad you're on the program today because you're going to help me solve a problem. So you're going to help me treat some patients. You ready? You ready, Ronaldo? So here's the challenge, if you will. So I've been working with some folks who have various types of illness, not diabetes in this case, but more gastrointestinal related. And, you know, they love Tex-Mex. They love Mexican food. And they love these spicy Latin flavors. But, oh, my gosh. Boy, the spices in those hot peppers, the capsaicin in particular, in those types of peppers, really doesn't agree with them. So how do we deliver, how would you go about delivering, you know, the fresh flavors that really is your area of expertise, but we can't really use the spice. So can you help us out?
Well, I'm gonna attempt to help you out. Again, this is my opinion, so nobody hold me to the grave with it, please. So I think definitely, I mean, if you have If you have those issues, I mean, definitely do not go after the spiciest of food. And if you do go after it, go light on it. Don't go crazy on it because you are more susceptible to getting digestive issues, right? So I think, right. with my, you know, me, myself, I'm not a big spicy food fan, but I do enjoy the spice. So I like to add avocados to it because okay. it kind of... The avocado, the fats in there, the omegas and everything, and it helps kind of digest, kind of coat a little bit of that spice once you start the digestive process of it. Eating fruits beforehand, kind of getting your stomach ready for this journey. Eating some complex carbs, such as
what do you think? What do you think about, so what do you think about maybe even combining stuff like in a fruit type salsa or, you know, in my sort of basic salsa, a lot of times I'll add a little bit of the fresh, you know, seasonal fruits, add a little sort of, you know, it's fall now. So yeah. we've got a little bit of that crispness. You can add a little sort of the apple in there, adds a little sweetness, a little crispness. What do you think about that?
No, yeah, actually, I was about to get into that. Just last night, since, you know, Tuesday, Taco Tuesday, and that is one of my favorite days.
That's right.
So I had some tacos and a little bit of, you know, I had the salsa. But I'm, you know, like I said, I don't like too much spice. So I had a little bit of the apples in there. I added a little bit of it's just fresh fruits in there, more of the tomatoes, and took the seeds out, which allows the tomato to become a little bit sweeter. And then I kind of... some jalapenos and made a nice salsa to go with my tacos. So it calmed down the spiciness and it didn't hit me as hard. And it helps a lot with me, especially, is using lime. Lime juice is really, really good, especially when you're digesting the spicy, spicy peppers.
Well, you know, I think you hit on something, and one of the reasons I really love your approach to food, and you talk about, you know, Taco Tuesdays. Well, your tacos ain't the drive-through, you know, taco ding dong, you know, we can't get brands away here, but taco ding dong, you know, folks know what we're talking about here. This is real food, and you're going out there and you're using the quality, wholesome ingredients, and that makes a difference. And then the other thing that I just love that you do, and you build these flavor profiles with herbs and spices. And so you talk, you know, about using cumin. So what are some of the other things other than the hot peppers that you can use and folks can use, you know, to build maybe some of your flavor, but authentic, you know, combinations, and maybe if you could share some of the differences between some of the Latin American regions in terms of what they use.
So as far as like to develop flavor, I like to, so one thing that I like to do a lot, actually, let's say it's fall now. It's perfect, right? I have a great, you know, fall section in my cookbook, guys. It's all stews and everything like that. So what I like to do with stews is start with a sofrito. A sofrito is just basic flavor starter. What I put in my sofrito, I like to start with fresh, though. Fresh cilantro, fresh oregano, fresh garlic mixed in there. I put onions, I put red and green peppers, right, the sweet kind. And then I saute it real nice, I sweat it down, and get all the natural sugars out of the onion, of the green and red peppers. And this helps actually develop the flavors in the cilantro and the oregano a lot more, allows them to marry them together. And they stay bright if you saute it first. Vice, I don't know if you've done this, Dr. Mike, at the end, if you ever put herbs into, like, let's say, a soup or a stew, right at the end before serving it, it tends to turn brown, correct? So if you do this in the beginning, it stays fresh longer. It allows it to brighten up, to explode in your stew and stay bright throughout cooking. Even if you cool it down, you put it in the fridge, heat it up again, those herbs are still going to stay bright. So definitely using fresh herbs in pretty much anything you're eating really helps a lot, even with fruits. You can enter with some mango, a little bit of light touch of salt, real salt, though, not the fake salt, and a little bit of lightly smoky paprika to give you that kind of pepper feel if you're having stomach issues, and it's really, really nice. So definitely fresh herbs. So as far as using in the regions, let's say South America, we typically tend to have the same type of herbs, you know, One, the favorite, like I said, you know, I can't get away from it. I feel like it's everywhere. it grows in the back of my house. Half here at the restaurant, I see pounds and pounds of it, and that's cilantro. I think cilantro, man, it's like what Italians is to parsley to Italian, cilantro is to Cubans. It's, you gotta have it in your cooking. You know, I mentioned one before, oregano, and definitely cumin. And one more is this is a hard one for me to pronounce. It's thyme. Thyme. Sorry, guys, it's my Cuban. But those try to stay right there, true to the to my type of food, and you will find the same herbs but different uses across the South America, Central America, and here in the United States.
So when you're making a sofrito, is this something that we'll keep a little bit so folks can, you know, say make it on a Sunday? You know, I'm trying to draw an analogy for folks. You know, we'll do, you know, when I cooked in restaurants, you know, we'd make a stock on Sunday and still at home, you know, a great time to use those leftovers, make a stock, and then you can use it all week long. You can freeze it. How do you utilize a sofrito? Do they have to make it fresh every time they want to use it?
Oh, no, guys, that's the... So what you could do, you got the good questions, Dr. Mike. So what you could do, definitely with a sofrito, man. So grab a pen right now. I'm going to give you 2 seconds to grab a pen, grab a paper. So I'm going to give you a sofrito that you could put in the blender, in your Vitamix or your blender. If you have a burr mix or whatever it is, you're going to have equal parts. So you're going to go cilantro, all right? You're going to do onion. The red pepper, like I said, the green pepper. Okay. If you could find some good tomatillos, add some tomatillos in there. A little bit of oregano, bit of thyme, and definitely some parsley in there to kind of settle down the cilantro. All right? So you're going to get some avocado oil, just enough to let itself blend together. You know, the onion, the water in the onion and the peppers and the red and green peppers is going to allow to make kind of like that salsa. So you're going to puree that together. You're going to add lime. Once it's pureed, you're going to add lime. You're going to puree one more time for about 10, 20 seconds until it's nice and smooth. And you could put that into mason jars. So you could use that during the week.
Ah, okay.
You know what I mean? So this is what's cool about it, though, Dr. Mike. You could use this for your dressing. You could use this for a starter for a stew. You could use this as a rub for your chicken, for your steak. Pork loin, for your pork tenderloin, you know, you could add a little bit to some fresh fruits and give it a different tang. So it's very versatile. And if you like your chips, you know, some yuca, some fresh yuca chips, some sweet potato chips, or if you want to make a nice, like, warm purple potato salad, so you could do the potatoes, cook them up, kind of let them cool down a little bit and toss a sofrito in it, and then add some salt, you know, add some pepper, because remember, we're not adding none of that in there, just to brighten up the flavors one more time and add a little bit of flavor, you are going to have some amazing, amazing potatoes. And that could be done with everything else. So that is one way to do your sofrito on a Sunday and enjoy it on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Oh, that is absolutely phenomenal. So you really can almost use this like a stock. And so it frees folks up. And man, you just gave us a whole host. You know, I often hear folks talking about, oh, gosh, what am I going to do with the chicken? Mm-hmm. You know, I've cooked this. Man, and how easy is that? Cook that chicken up, you know, use that sofrito, and bam, you've got a whole different, literally, take on, you know, what folks get bored with sort of the day after day. And again, you're not adding a lot of chemicals. You're not adding, you know, this processed stuff. It's just fresh, wholesome, fresh herbs. Hey, so can you freeze the sofrito as well, or do you just want to keep it for that week and use it fresh?
No. You could definitely freeze it. I mean, if you could, you know, make enough for the week, it's, you know, fresh is always best, right? But if you make, let's say you want to make two batches, one for the week and then the second batch for the following week, you could freeze that batch. And take it out and just let it, you know, thaw out at room temperature for the following week, and it will taste as good. But I wouldn't recommend keeping it more than 1 week in the freezer because you have such fresh herbs. And another thing you could do, you could, like, just to portion it out better, buy some ice cube trays, pour the doing there. Freeze right. it, put in a Ziploc bag, and then you could literally have something to make a sauce, as a starter to make, like I say, your stew, as a starter to make a nice, like, chuletas, criollas, you know, anything like that. You could use that sofrito cubes for it. You know, instead of bouillon cubes that are made of God knows what, you could make your own sofrito cubes, you know?
So that's absolutely fantastic advice, and you can use that kind of herbal mix that folks might do. What are some of your other favorite spice blends, particularly maybe if you have any that you can share, like dry rubs and things like that?
No, I don't mind sharing at all, man. I love definitely giving out some of the secrets, not all, and definitely giving some flavor out to everybody. So one of my good flavor rubs that I like to do, that I like to use as a seasoning and also as rubs, I actually have this. I have one of them typically out of my house once a week. I change them up. So this week we have, in the essence of fall, I have a mix of a little bit of kosher salt, freshly ground pepper, black pepper, cinnamon, a touch of pumpkin spice, a touch of nutmeg, right? A little bit of turmeric, a little bit of a curry powder in this mix. So I mix that seasoning up. I make that sazon, you would call it. And I use that pretty much for anything. Like and the cool thing about it, because it's very light, you're not putting a lot of it. Number one, it keeps that fall theme out there, right? And it tends to blend into different types of meats, fish, whatever it is that you're cooking, differently. You know, it kind of marries differently. It gives you different flavors, even though you're using the same seasoning. So that is one of the ones that I use for, like, during this time. Another one that I like to use I think gives a lot of freaking flavor, right, is salt, pepper, garlic powder, cumin, oregano, and a little bit of fresh thyme powder. So I use that. I mix that up really nice. And I make sure all the flavors are nice and even throughout. So you're able to taste the garlic and the oregano and the thyme and the a little bit of pepper and a little bit of the salt. So everything's kind of evened out, smoothing out. So the good thing about it is that you already have that combined. And the longer it sits in that mixture, the more potent the other flavors become, the other spices that you added in there, you know. So it's different, something that you could, you know, make at home, which you have these spices in your spice drawer that you ever use. So this is a good thing to go through them, use them so they don't go bad, instead of buying a pre-made product that has some preservatives in there to keep it fresh. So this is a way that you could bring your own sazon to your kitchen.
I love it. And you and I are so on the same page in doing this. You heard, Chef, folks, you know, a great way if you've got some spices going out, you know, mix these up together. I love the seasonality. I love the combination of flavors. I like that little bit of cinnamon. I love the turmeric in there, a hint of the curry powder. It sounds, you know, incredible and such versatility. Again, if you took, you know, what you talked about early with the sofrito, and you took a simple chicken, that's one flavor profile. Mm-hmm. And now if we rub it and cook it up with something else that you get, we're going to get something completely different, even though that's the same chicken breast. And man, you guys, folks, you're going to have a wonderful food experience. And you can pick up all these and other tips in Chef Ronaldo's book, Sabores de Cuba. And he'll correct me for my horrible Spanish. So
you're good. You're good. You got like a B. I'll give you a B plus for now.
All right. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I'll take that for sure. And you definitely want to check that out. Get a copy. Great recipes in there. Not only recipes, but all the tips and things we're talking about.
Yeah.
And again, what I love is focus on fresh, wholesome foods, you know. And you've heard me talk about it on other shows, particularly folks with diabetes. What is it? It's a disease of chronic, continuous, low-grade inflammation. How do we get that? We're really learning that we get it through our gut. One of the prime mechanisms is that we're eating these processed foods. They contain things, additives. They've had valuable things taken out. They inflame our gut, and we get this inflammation. And that goes on to manifest in a host of diseases. Diabetes, obesity, heart disease, all the things that we're talking about. And yet, something as simple, certainly when we look at the data from the, you know, a similar profile to what you cook, chef, or the Mediterranean diet, it's all about using these fresh ingredients. And we see not only control, in some cases, we actually see reversal of disease. So, you know, for anybody that's concerned about that, anybody who wants to eat great flavors, you know, pick up a copy of your book. And hey, while you're out there, you heard Chef talk about seasoning, using some salt in these mixes. Make sure that you use real salt, because if you got real authentic food, you want to get real flavors, you want to keep it real, and that's with Real Salt. So head on over to realsalt.com and check that out. Put in Dr. Mike for your coupon code. Get an extra discount on that. So, Chef, what else do you have on the burner for us? What else is going on with you? I know that you're busy all the time. You've been on the networks. Is anything, if you will, on your plate that you can let us know about? Where can folks find you and see you?
So where can folks find me and see me? Well, I'll tell you, you can find me in Somerville, New Jersey at Martino's Cuban Restaurant. I am here. I actually cook. I didn't just say that I cook. I will come out. If you come and be like, hey, you know, Chef Ronaldo here, can you come out and say hello? I will definitely come out. I have my books for sale here, so you can always buy the book here and get it signed by me. So that's where you can find me. All the projects that I'm working on that I could talk about, let's say I am in partnership right now with, I can't say the name yet because I haven't signed the contract, but we're just, you know, waiting to get it in the mail. But it's one of the major...
You've given us the amuse bouche bouche here. You got to deliver a little something. You teased us.
I'm about to get there. So it's one of the major health insurance companies there. So what's cool about this, that they're really... heads on health and diabetes and getting out to the communities that need this information, have the resources. So what I'll be doing is, I could tell you what I'm doing. I'm going to be going out and doing cooking demos, doing talks on the subjects that we just covered during our conversation. I'm going to be doing recipes and videos that I'm going to put all over the internet to kind of give you some cooking tips, show you how to do certain recipes, and really get the most out of your food that you buy so you don't have so much waste. So there's a lot of things that are going to be covered. I'm working right now to hopefully do a TV project for the upcoming year. And that's in the works right now. That's something out there. So everyone, put the good vibes out there so you can see this handsome face and hear this amazing voice out there across the TV land. And then I'm actually getting, next week, actually, I'm getting Culinary Person of the Year Award from the state, Hispanic
well, congratulations.
Chamber of Commerce. Yeah, so I'm very pumped about that. So I'm always trying to work, and to everyone that's listening, man, the only way that you're going to see results, the only way that you're going to see results, all right, guys? So listen up. This is very, very important. I'm about to give you one of the secrets to what I do in my success. It is hard work. That is it. Hard work.
That is the truth.
And with hard work.
You're speaking the truth. Hey, congratulations on that award. And I am so delighted to hear all these projects because I'm a big fan. I absolutely love what you're doing. And, I love, you've reached out and you're helping folks with chronic disease and disability. But you know what I think is really great about your approach, and I just share this philosophy, you know, coming from the food background and the food experience, you're empowering people because you're not asking them. These folks have already sacrificed, you know, they may have, they have a chronic disability. They may have to take medicines, you know, they have to do certain things, doctor's appointments, God, you know, those darn doctors, and making you wait in the waiting room. But you're empowering because you're giving them flavor. You're giving them, you know, the food that families and friends can enjoy. And so you're giving them back that food experience. And gosh darn, I could tell you from working with patients, and I think you tell me, that is just an incredible gift. That is an incredible, empowering gift. Don't you think so?
Oh, no, it's an amazing, man. It feels so good to be able to help people, to impact their life and to be part of their life every day. I just got a review recently on Amazon, which is awesome. You know, 23 reviews, I'm very pumped about. The latest review, the lady who's writing, she's like, the book is amazing, easy to make. I have diabetes, but the greatest thing about it is that my son and daughter that are 2 and 3 love his food. That right there pumps me up.
Yes.
Because
yes,
that's what it's about. Everyone should be able to eat healthy food, not have a separate menu for the kids. Everyone should eat the same meal that we are cooking at home. And that's what how I was raised, and that's what I'm trying to do.
And you're doing a fantastic job, Chef. It's been such a pleasure every day. And as I said, you're helping folks, you're empowering folks. And, there's just something wonderful about bringing deliciousness into life because, at the end of the meal, at the end of the day, whatever it is, it's the taste that lingers from our experience. So kudos to you. Congrats. We're definitely going to have you back again. Keep us up to date on all your doings. Folks, you get out there, get a copy of Chef Ronaldo's Sabores de Cuba. And for again, my B+ Spanish there. But get yourself a copy. Get it for those that you love. And until we meet again, may the only pain in your life be champagne.